gathered here, Lord God, in thy name. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you do what you said you'd do whenever we gather the way we gathered, Lord. We pray that you come around, Lord God, and take charge, Lord, of every heart, Father, that is in this room, Lord, even those that are listening in, Lord. Father, that you speak to them. That is the reason, Father, we come, that we may speak to our hearts, Lord. You've done that before, Father. Every time we gather, Lord, you do that. Tonight should not be an exception, Lord. Father, there are some people maybe here who have needs, Lord. Maybe who are listening in, Lord. Whatever it is, Father, meet those needs, Lord. Because we come to our Father, Lord. Take charge of the service now, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I can get seated. Sister Edith last night told me to raise my voice a bit. I tried to do that, sister. I don't want to keep you very long, so I don't speak very much. I just read the quotes here. But my topic is, do you belong to church or do you belong to God? I decided to come with this. Something that I made. This is a sermon that I made, and I don't think I preached it here. I just had a sermon here and I put it here, and I thought I preached it somewhere, but Sunday I preached it in Vika Church, it's different. When we come here in this church, it's different. Here, people are high in the revelation. So, you need to bring something that people can eat. Sometimes we don't have much deep things, but the Lord can speak. The Lord can take just a simple thing and make it so big that I'm really marveled by the way Brother Don has come. I really think that most of the quotes Brother Don has read here in the past 3, 4, 5 sermons like that, I think I've read them. But I tell you what, they were completely, completely different. They came completely different. I looked at them in a certain other angle. I don't know whether it's the way he organized them, the way he arranged them. It talks a different, it gave me a different picture completely. And that's what God does. When he wants to speak, he speaks like that to the heads of the people. And whenever people are gathered here, we've seen the Lord do something. So, in my topic tonight, I don't intend to stay for a long time. It's just something came to my heart. I think it's a long time ago. I don't know when. Do people belong to God? Or do they? This has been there, Brother Don. In fact, some quotes I'm going to read here, I've already read them. I've stood here and read them just as a quote that I'm reading. But I want to bring something about predestination. If God is willing, I'm going to bring that about predestination. I see predestination like and I'm not trying to say that they're wrong, but I'm trying to say that predestination is something that people maybe, the way they look at it, I see that that is true how they come, but at the same time, not Brother Don, not here in our church, different places, but the way they come is like they only come with one side of it. I would like to bring the other side of it. Amen. And it's good to look at all the sides before we conclude that this is it. And maybe even if I brought the other side of predestination, I think you people know predestination. If I come to the other side, that do not mean that is the end of the sides. Maybe there is also another. I don't know. But I want to bring a certain side, but not tonight. In the next, maybe if you're someone, and please pray for me. Pray for me that I'll be able to. I'm looking at that. I'm looking at those quotes. I'm looking at the choosing. What is choosing? What does God say choose? He chose. What is erection? vis-a-vis the predestination. How do you compare all that? He chose, he erected, he predestinated. What are all those? I'm trying to look at that and see what does it exactly mean, and those things. But tonight I want to talk about do we belong to a denomination or do we belong to church? Church is not bad. Church is good. Church is one of the things that I would encourage people to come to. But do you belong to church or do you belong to God? God and church are different. God and church are different. People feel like when they belong to this church, they belong to God automatically. That is not so. That is not so. And that is really far. That's not so. And you should remember that when you talk about a church, the prophet says, any gathering, I don't care which gathering it is, there will be three kinds of believers. I don't want to believe like that. I mean, I don't want it like that. It's not, because I want everybody. I want to see everybody there. I want that. But at the same time, we got to go by what the prophet said. Every church, every gathering, every group has three kinds of believers. So church is not heaven. Those are bad words to say. Church is not heaven. Church is not God. That's not so. Church is not God. These four walls is not God. We've really come wrong, and we got to get our ideas from that. We got to get our ideas from that we belong to this church. Therefore, we are heavenly. We are better. No, that's not it. That's not it. One thing that you can be sure of is when you belong to God, you are in it. It doesn't matter where I was just saying something, and I think I went too far. I went too much, and I'm sorry because I really stumbled that brother. But it's the way he came in, and I stumbled. I'm sorry that I did, because he asked me if I can go to work to, you know, I don't know how we talked, and it came to a place where I can go to work for Pope. I said yes. And that's the stumbling of it. I can go to work in the Pope's office. I can go to work there, no problem. I can be sweeping there and cooking tea for them and bringing papers about their money, which they are getting from every country. I can be bringing that. That's no problem. I can work there, no problem, provided they are giving me money. And I went away and I was thinking about that. I said, okay, what did I really say after that? I said, okay. But then I realized where I work is not a church. I don't work for believers. I don't work for believers. None of you works for believers. That's the world. That's the world. That's why Paul asked. In fact, if you cannot cope up with the people of the world, worldly people, and you're not of the world, and you're not of the world, and you don't desire the things of the world at all, and you're completely opposite of that, and yet you are here with the world, and love them and be with them. If they have problems, you give them whatever, you help them, and you go to live with them. You go to live with them. In fact, the Bible says, "Seek peace." With all men, peace with all men, without which you shall never see God. With all men, without which you shall never see God. It's very interesting that you can be with them and not of them. You are with them and not of them at all. And you are with the world completely, working with them, working with the people, being happy, shaking hands and things like that. But whenever something comes like that, whenever something comes a little like that, that's again the word, something like there, like a smack, and you stop right there. You stop right there, and you put like the prophet. I remember the prophet. I remember giving that story in Louisville. In Louisville, he's just going. He's just walking around, and he buys the crown, and he sits there and he listens to that man talking about a fish and how fish does and how a whale. Some people have never seen a whale and explaining the whale, and he's very happy about the science about it. And then he comes to something. He says, and this whale, people say it swallowed Jonah. Can this throat swallow Jonah? Can this throat swallow a cat even? And that struck him right there. No, excuse me, sir. Praise be to God. As long as you are talking science, I'm okay. As long as you are entertaining people, I'm okay. I remember one time Don found me in a place in Nairobi, a crown that was being entertained by somebody, and Don came, and because it was a very big crowd, he jumped on my back and back on another guy, and he looked at what it is. And that guy turned around and said, "What is this?" And he found he's a white man, and like that, in the middle of Nairobi. You can go there, no problem. You can look at it, but when it comes to, they've come against the word or touched on the word. They've touched me. And they know that. They know that. I'm with them. I'm walking around with them. It's all right. But when touches that, they're touching me now. There's a guy who said a bad word about God. I think he's an analyst. It just pinned me. I didn't talk, but I just cried. There's nothing I can do. But I cried because God has been... we are talking, we're talking, but when it comes to that, that's different now. That's different now. And that's what I'm saying. So we live here, the Catholic and there's no difference between Catholic and Presbyterian. They are all together, they are all denominations, they are all against God. It's a denomination, something that was raised that is against God. So you cannot, so church is church, and church is good. And you can have a church that is, the word of God is being preached like this one of ours. And that's good. Nothing else but the word. And we are strict with that. Here we are strict with that. Whoever is listening in, we are very strict with that. We just want the prophet. We don't want any man's idea. We don't want nothing. We just preach the word. We just go by what the prophets had said. But yet, even that, being that this place, we preach the word and we see the word. This church is not God. You can belong to it, that's okay. But it's not God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God. That the Word is God. This message is God. What we preach is God. We give God to the people. Belong to that. Belong to the message of the hour. And anything else is not God. Except the message of the hour. The message of any other age is not God. He lived there. He's not God. It was part of God one time. But the message of the hour, this hour, is God. That's the God that we worship. Amen. You say the message is God? Yes. The Bible says the Word was with God and the Word was God. Amen. That's it. So this message is God. This is the God that we worship. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. This message, the name of this message is Jesus. It's Jesus Christ himself. That's right. The prophet said, in another quote, I'm not going to read it here. The prophet said that the revelation of this word is Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. The message today is Jesus has come. And don't be, sometimes you're ashamed of that. And I understand sometimes you don't know how to start. To give to the people. That's okay. But let it not be lost in our minds that the message of the hour is Jesus Christ has come. As hard as it sounds, as opposed as it is, it still is the message of the hour. And I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm saying Jesus has come. I may not be able to explain. I don't know how. I don't know. I may not be able to explain. But that is the message of the hour. He has come. And that's the word for this. That's God. That's where anybody should belong. And I say this. Belonging anywhere else, there's no salvation. It doesn't work. The prophet said that if the word that fell on the day of Pentecost, today won't work. And I was and asked people, I'm a simple man, I asked people, what work does it do? He says it doesn't work or it cannot work. What? The only work that the message does to the people is saving them. It's giving them life. In other words, any other message has no life. It cannot give you life. Any church, any idea, or anything else, any message of any other age, it will not give you life. The only thing that can give you life, and I'm sorry, Brother Don, this is simple. You've come very deep, but this is it. This is it. You cannot belong to that. You can only belong to one thing. The message of this age. That's where it can work. That's where your salvation, that's where it can work. So let's go on in this. People have different things. People have different things, and the prophet is going to call them denominations, organizations. They might be as simple as some groups of people, some group you have down there, something like that. And it's okay. Like one of the things that I've really been opposed in Kenya is dowry. You know dowry? Dowry in Kenya is a big thing. It's like in India. Dowry in India is a big thing. But it's the woman that gives the dowry. I found somebody in the train one time. I was coming from Hyderabad to Bombay, and I found somebody. He was begging in the train, and he's gonna go to Bombay and come back, or some place, begging. And why? Because her daughter is doing a wedding. Her daughter is getting married, and now she needs money. In Kenya, it's the opposite. Of course, we don't go to that extent, but you need money to marry. You need money to give as dowry to the man, to the father of the girl that you're marrying. And now, the problem I had with that is, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. They can give dowry, they can do that. The only problem, and I told brother, I stopped. And all along, I can take a very long time. I can take a very long time before I understand something. Because I try to study, and I don't just jump over things. I like studying and coming slowly. And we've been taught since we came to this message that dowry is the word of God. Dowry is the word of God. Now, I came like that. I've never preached it, but I believed it. That is the word of God. So I just believed it like that. And I'm just trying to show you how slowly and how easily you can slide into things that they're just traditions, and that becomes your denomination. Because anything that is not the word, and you're calling it the word. And I'm not saying you can do it. You can do it, but don't call it the word. It's not the word. When you involve it with God, now that is when it becomes a denomination. So I came to a place. I went to India. I came back. I look at it. I look at that they paid dowry themselves. I say, how can I, my question was, how can I preach this dowry now? And I started searching the scriptures. We talked with Don, we talked with Kenan, we talked those things, and I found out this is not true. Dowry, paying dowry for a woman when you're marrying her, is not the word. It's a Kikuyu tradition. It's the tribes of Kenya, it's a tradition to them. But it's now been taken by the churches, and they make it the word. You can make anything. You can make it anything a denomination, provided you are doing all those things alone. There, it doesn't matter, and they are good. They are not against the word. That's okay. But when it comes to a place where you are taking those things as the word of God, that's wrong now. Or you are doing things against the word of God, that is wrong now. But as long as you're doing your things, that's all right. Praise be to God. Now, let's start reading. Let's read this. Now, I'm going to start in Matthew 5, 1, 2. It's a long reading, and I'm just going to read. Now, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? That's the question. Why do they transgress the tradition of the elders? Had their own traditions. Okay, I'm going to read very fast. For they wash not their hearts when they eat bread. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father. I think I missed something there. Father. And he that curses the father or mother, let him die the death. I think I missed something. Number three. I think I missed something there. I'm sorry. I think I didn't take it right. But you can read it right from the Bible. For God commands, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses the father or mother, let him die the death. But he says, whosoever shall say this to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whosoever thou mightest be profited by me. And honor not father of his or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye, this is just what I wanted. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Even a tradition is making the commandment of God of none effect, or affecting, or again going against that. That is what you got to stop. You got to stop right there. I stood one time in church in a wedding that they had gone to dowry and things like that. I said, listen, brothers and sisters. All churches gathered. I said, listen, brothers and sisters. We don't have dowry in the Bible. We don't have it. We don't have dowry in the message. That's a Kikuyu tradition. That's what. And everybody was like against me. And you know, when it comes to that, I wouldn't say I don't care, but at the same time, brother, I'm just going to start there. I'm going to just say it because it's the truth. I challenged everybody, bring me one quote, bring me one word that says you must pay but dowry. The only thing we have is who? Jacob. Jacob paid dowry. But do you remember what that was? That was an unbeliever asking for dowry, tricking him. He was tricking him and wanting more and more from him. That's a trick. Are we gonna take that as an example? An unbeliever that was a worshiper of idols. So I canceled that one. Don't bring that one. I know it. Bring me another one. There's another one that they use, that whoever takes a girl outside there and rapes her is brought to the elders. In the Old Testament, that was in the Old Testament. He's brought to the elders and he's given 39 strokes by the elders, twa, because of raping a girl. And he marries that girl and he's given, I think, 49 shekels. 39 shekels or something like that. Some shekels to pay. I think pay the family or something. And never to divorce her. That was the rule. That was the rule they used. That's a punishment. That's not a dowry. That's punishment. They're punishing him. Now you want to marry this girl. Are you going to get punished? Dowry should not be a punishment. Dowry, if you're paying anything or giving anything, it's a gift. Rebecca, the man that we see that was a man of God, Abraham, gave gifts. Nobody asked for gifts, but you can give as many gifts as you want. That's not dowry. Those are gifts. Dowry is paid in those tribes. Dowry is paid in India. Dowry is paid in Kenya, in different tribes of Uganda, in different countries. Dowry is a payment that you make. It's not in the Bible. It's nowhere. It's a tradition. Let me read, because the prophet is going to tell us something here. It comes smoothly. It comes through like that, and it gets a hold and becomes now the word of God. That's why they preach it as the word of God in Kenya, because it has come slowly like that and got in, and people think it's the word of God. Now preached by the churches and everything else. You'll be going against the tides, preaching against it. But it came slowly, slowly. It was started by the elders who didn't know God, who didn't know he what was him. But now it's come slowly. But let's go by the prophet. He said, ye hypocrites. Okay, it's like this. Okay. All right. Isaiah prophesied. These people do. Okay, no. And verse what? Verse 6. And on and out, verse 7. Ye hypocrites. Okay. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your traditions. Ye hypocrites, where did Isaiah prophesy of ye, saying, this people dwell nigh unto me with their mouth, and not acknowledge me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me. In vain do they worship me. Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That's dangerous, brothers. Teaching for doctrine, commandments of men. Men who have decided this. Now you're teaching is a doctrine. That's what I'm saying. It's not good. If you do it, that's no. I don't have a problem with that. But now if you teach it as a commandment of God, and anything, we go to say exactly what the tips is. We go to say what God said and leave it there. Don't say nothing else. Don't say your idea or anything else. If you bring any idea, that is a denomination. That's something that you're starting right there. Just say it the way it is. Just leave it there. At one point, the prophet said, he's already interpreted medicine here. He doesn't need no interpretation. It's already interpreted. Amen. Just take it the way it is and just leave it there. Amen. And of course, we say, this is what it won't mean, and that's okay. If it doesn't take the meaning of what he's saying. But now it becomes a denomination when you take the meaning and want to bring it like this. All right. And let me say something else before I go. This is very simple. I'm thinking it's really, now listen. If your interpretation of that quote does not go all through the prophet, from the Genesis to Revelation, stop there. If it gets stumbled by anything along the way of the scriptures, stop there. It's not true. It's not a good revelation. It's wrong. It's against God. The revelation of God should come from Genesis to Revelation. Without stumbling, nothing, smoothly flowing, coasting, smoothly coasting. Brothers, if you take the prophet preaching something, and you feel like, where did he get that from? You listen to him, throwing it in the scriptures, throwing it in the scriptures, not hindering anywhere, just going straight. It's very smooth. Revelations that hit obstacles as God, that's not revelation. Stop there and leave it. Any revelation that you have that does not go smoothly, just leave it. It's got to dovetail with every other scripture. Now, let's come here. Let's go on, lady. Not that which, okay. And to me, but their head is far from me. But in vain do they worship me. In vain do they worship me. That's a very sad thing, brothers. They go to church. They do all these things. But in vain do they worship. Those are the people who will go to Christ at the end. And they say, I did this, I did that, I did that. And they will be told, go away, I didn't know you. In vain do they worship him. In vain do they pray for the sick. Because they pray for, whatever you're going to do. He's going to say, this, you have some quotes on that side, on that kind. You can do anything. You can heal the sick. Judas healed the sick. You can do anything. You can do miracles and things like that. In fact, brethren came with a charity. You know, the Bible said that without charity, that charity is, the prophet says that charity is God. And that charity is agapao, right? Without him, without that charity, without that agapao, brother, don't, God bless your heart. Without that, you can have, the prophet says, you can have all the mysteries. That's scary. And the brother John brought also quotes like, you can have the Holy Ghost all the year round, all your life, and die and go to hell. And you can preach mysteries and do this. Brother Don, that was a bit scary. Yes, some was a bit scary, but they didn't inspire me. They didn't inspire me. That's right. I was thinking, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do unless he does it, unless he takes it. He takes you and makes you what he wants. In fact, in other words, what Don was telling us, you don't have nothing to do with it. You just, it's God coming and taking you and doing everything. From A to Z, from starting to the finishing of that, it's God doing you. And that's what I'm saying is scary. Because you can stay here, you feel like you have a regular Holy Ghost. You know what to do? Just surrender. Just surrender. There's nothing, because you cannot do it. You cannot even give yourself the Holy Ghost. You can pray and you can feel like he's come and he's got on the ghost to your spirit and it's still not. It's not doing you any good. And you're feeling good, you feel so good until, let me say this. If there's any deception, brothers, it's when it gets the spirit. It's when the spirit of God, not the spirit of the devil, the spirit of God gets to your spirit. I hope you understand what I mean. That is very deceptive. Am I calling the Holy Ghost deceptive? No. I'm saying that whole thing will deceive you. Because you jump up. You can have quotes. If you're a wise man and you can be gifted, gifts and callings are without repentance. You don't need to be saved to have a gift of preaching. You don't even need to be saved to have a gift of prophecy, to be a prophet like Balaam. Balaam had a gift. Balaam was a prophet. And he was talking to God, just like Moses was talking to God. And yet, he was a devil. Do you know that the prophet calls Balaam the second kind? The prophet calls Balaam the second kind. Is it the second kind? Yeah, the second kind, because I think Judas is that kind. He was a devil. And God is talking to him. He had a gift. It's very deceptive. When it gets there, it's very, whatever gift you have is very deceptive. Because if you get there and you feel like you're satisfied. And that made me start a sermon called identification or identifying. Identifying. How do you know? I like to preach that one time. How do they know? How do you know? As you arrive, read that book. As you arrive, words of the gospel. How do you strain? this struggle about this word. God says this, but you're struggling, but you're feeling like you want it so bad. Praise be to God. Something is amiss somewhere. It's got to be wiped. You got to be born again. Don't try with your try. Trying is good. I would not say try. I say not try. but that is not it. That is not helping, because you try today and you fall tomorrow and you go and you know what? You make one step. You try. You make one step. But the force of the enemy is so strong. You're gonna make four steps backwards, and you struggle again, and you struggle again, and you struggle again, and you make one step. Struggling is not the solution. As much as they resist the devil and he flee from you, that's okay. But you come back again, unfortunately. There's only one way for that to be done and be done. That is for the Holy Ghost to quicken that seed that God put in you. When that is done, it's finished and done. That work is completely finished now. Now you'll not be making steps or anything. He'll be moving you. That's right. Praise be to God. And when he comes, he'll remind you of the words that Jesus spoke. He'll remind you of this message. He'll tell you he's a friend. He's a companion. He's with you permanently. He doesn't leave you. You don't have it today. You don't have him today. And tomorrow you don't have him. You have him permanently. Even going places where you don't expect, like feeding chicken. You don't expect to have the Holy Ghost. You have him there. And the angels of heaven are surrounding you, even when you're feeding your chicken or feeding your dog or whatever it is. Amen. Or when you're walking them, Sister Edith, down. The Holy Ghost is there. I love Sister Edith. One time he went somewhere. They went with Sister Esther. And they were caught by a brother. I know, a sister down by a brother. And that brother wanted to take them. You don't need to follow Brother Branham. You don't need to follow him, he said. You don't need to follow the Bible. And Sister Edith, right there, something struck. And that's what he does. That's what he does. He's struck. No. We didn't know that Bible. That's a young boy. And Sister Edith shut that mouth. He didn't talk no more. He doesn't have to. We didn't know that Bible until he came. I don't care. That's why I say, Brother Don, you wonder why I say I'm a Branhamite. I'm not scared. I'm not ashamed. I'm a Branhamite. I'm not scared of that. I want those people to know I'm a Branhamite. I'm a follower of him. I'm a student. And some things he says, I don't care whether they're in the Bible or not. I don't care. Let them not be in the Bible. I don't even go to check whether they're in the Bible. I don't care. I just take him as God. I have discovered, like those people who Jesus Christ talked to, that you must eat my flesh, you must drink my blood. They all went away from him. Because he's against the word, he's against Moses, he's against all things of the word that had been taught. But 12 of them stood there and said, where do we go? Though we don't know what that is, but where do we go? Why? It is not what he had said that was understandable to them, no. It is who he was that was in them. They knew this is, where, can you remember those words? Where else do we believe you? And we have discovered who you are. You have eternal life. Where else do we go? Amen. So whether what you have said, we don't understand or understand, there's nowhere else to go. If we don't understand, we are going to stay with you without understanding. He didn't promise them, I'm going to explain it. You understand by and by. No! Amen. Praise be to God. Where else? Now you're telling me to read the prophet? Where do I go? That's right. Where do I go? Because he has told me the first trumpet, and it's not the Bible, the first trumpet is this. Now you want me to read him? Because I've checked in the Bible and it's not there? Do you want me to read him because he said in that book called of the Gospel, he said about that clown that went 26 miles, and now they are saying there was a missile there, so he was a liar. I'm better with that man that you're calling a liar. Amen. Than this world and denomination that I have. I belong there. I'm a Branhamite by choice. Oh, praise be to God. I'm getting away from my from my topic. But we see. Okay. Doctrines, commandments of men, like that. Let me go to the top. Let me start the quote now. I may not read them. I may jump. Paragraph 49 of the book called The Mighty Conqueror, 1956. Paragraph 49. But as they went along on the road that morning, I can just see them. Oh my. The greatest blow that ever happened to them. Here they was on the road. Those are the people who are coming from Emmaus, those disciples. They had left their church, excommunicated for following him. Remember that? They had been excommunicated. Now, okay, for following him. They thought surely he would be something. Triumph there at the grave. In other words, they thought that in the cross, he was God. He'd just jump out of the cross and and get out and jump. That's what he thought. He thought he would say, wow! And every of those who just fall down. But the kind of things he's doing is doing different. Peter thought that's what they're going to do. And he took a sword and cut the soldier. He said, no. You don't know the kind of spirit that we are in. Or cut something like that. And he took the ear. And instead of Jesus Christ taking the sword and cutting the other ear, he put that ear on. He said, what kind of... They are completely confused. No, they thought... Praise God. That was very interesting. They're there. It doesn't seem the way they want that. Okay, let's read and see. They thought surely he'd do something. Triumph. They are the great. Then they were taken from their church. They couldn't return to church anymore. And they would be branded, mocked, and laughed at, made fun of. They had come to that. Don't you think it was quite a shame to them, brothers? They don't know how to go. It's just like Moses, brothers. It's just like Moses. Do you remember Moses? Moses was told, go, and this is the sign. And he came and told them, this is the sign. And he showed me, and I seen it. He told me, drop that snake, and it becomes a snake. And I seen it, and you see, it's going to be a snake. And it will be a sign to everybody. Then it stopped being a sign when those guys made the snakes also. People triumphed on them. I mean, they win. They won. Moses was there, defeated. He looked defeated. Do you think God can be defeated? God will never be defeated. Amen. God will never be defeated. Always. Those snakes that are made by other people, they are swallowed by Moses. Amen. Always. Very. Then they were taken from their church. They couldn't return to church anymore. And they would be branded, mocked, at loved, at made fun of. That's the way a man does. When he really sells out for Christ, he has to cut every show line to walk alone with Christ. Him alone. Not church. Not a pastor. Not a preacher. Not your husband. Not your wife. Not your children. Not you alone. Is that only walk? All right. Him alone, and man and woman of this world, who has ever amounted to anything, that is in God. Not in these businesses, in this. No, not in God. Amounted to anything are men and women who have predominantly taken Christ for their Savior and stood alone in their decision. It will be the same way with every man here this morning, or every woman, boy or girl. If you ever wish to amount to anything, go forward with God. Don't trust your church. Don't trust your preacher, your rabbi, your priest, but stand alone in Christ Jesus is the only way you can do it. Amen. If you are here to be prayed for this morning, to be healed, don't say, oh, if I can't. The prophet was getting people away from that. He had the gift of hearing. He was hearing people. He was praying for people. But that was not, he knew it. He needed to get the people out of it. Where they can trust in him and him alone. Go to him. He was a pointer. Just point. He's like, that's where God is. Just go to God. I'm not God. That's why I love the prophet brothers. One time, they respected him. Very many of us would love that. May God help us. God help me. And I know Brother John cannot do it. May God help us, brothers, that we will never come to that. When you are raised up so much, by the gift of God. And I'm going to read a quote here that will marvel you. That gift actually can become an idol. Your knowledge or anything can become an idol. Your knowledge of God. No, I'm not talking about the very same thing. Praise God. That's why David was doing the right thing. David was taking the ark to bring it where it belonged. That was the right thing to do. But it killed. Whenever it becomes an idol, it's death. Praise be to God. All right. Okay. Brother Branham, can pray for me. Oh, I was talking about Brother Branham. Do you remember when Brother Branham, they came to a place where, I think there's still people who baptize in his name.
Yes, there were.
And he found out that. And he tried to talk to them. There was a time that we were arguing. Maybe good arguing, if there's anything like that, in the groups. And I think me or Brother Don and Brother Keenan or something, we were saying he came in him. He came first. I can preach that. I have quotes. He first came in Brother Branham. That's where he came. When he was making those quotes, the second pool, that was God in man. That was why he was saying, if God was here, like at the tent of Abraham, in this court, wouldn't he do like he did at the tent of Abraham? And he'd turn around, he said, what was he saying? He was saying, this is God in a court today. This is God in flesh. That's what he was saying. And he called me an idol worshiper, that I'm worshiping Brother Branham as God. That's a very and you don't know what to say because that's what I'm doing. But I know the difference between the guy born of Era Branham and Branham and that God that was in that man. I know the difference. He was a man when he didn't know what to do and told me that take that phone and tell the man out here. That was man. But you don't tell me he was a man when he turned around and called people there who he's never seen. And then some of them, he said, I can see somewhere in the ocean. Oh, you are from across. That's man. You tell me who that is. When the woman of the well saw that, he said, this is Messiah. This is God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. She knew.
Amen. Praise be to God. That was not man. So if you tell me that's man, I agree. But also, you got to know that he was God also.
Amen.
God tabernacled in that man. That was the first Shiv. You know Shiv?
Amen.
I think we talked about Shivs here. I don't know. Maybe I didn't explain it very much, but I think, you know, the Shiv is, that's something that was waved upon the rest of the crops, right? That was the first thing, the one that was, that grew and got ready. That was Brother Branham. But you never see that in the message. But that's true. Of course, you can see it somewhere. If you do this is there. But it's never open like that. Even one time he said, I've caught myself calling myself a prophet in the tapes. He didn't want to call himself a prophet. See, but that's okay. So these people are baptizing in his name. Very many people would have said, that's okay. That's good. They are raising me up. That's right. That's what people want. The prophet said, I'm going to quit preaching. But he said, it were better for God to get me as a quitter than to get me as Antichrist. When you are raised to that level, that people think you're God, you are Antichrist.
That's right.
The prophet said he would be Antichrist. So I would better quit other than be Antichrist. That position is position of God. Nobody else should go there except God himself. And now, of course, we are that because he's tabernacled in us. All right. Brother Branham can, okay. Don't think that brother is the only Brother Branham who can pray for me. Somebody else do this, that. Or put your trust alone in him. Start there. No, he raised from the dead. Has made infallible promises. And it can never fail God's word. You see it? Now, let's hurry up. In It's Rising of the Sun, I'm just going to read that verse only, verse 66. I'm afraid today that too many of us are not getting people to Christ. That's a statement. That's a statement by the prophet. We might be thinking he's wrong. He doesn't say things that are wrong. He's the prophet, remember? Many of us are not doing that. We are getting them to church. They become our church. They become to a church. I'm the preacher. I'm a preacher. You know, like that. They, like that. We are getting them to a church. To a theory. A theory is an idea that's introduced. An idea. They belong to this because we are different from that. And we are different from that. So we are the best. We have a responsibility to show them wherever they are. I don't care. Wherever they are, take that soul to Christ and it's safe. Don't think when it comes here or it comes there or it comes there, it's never safe. It's only safe when Christ has gotten hold of it. With Christ, it has a thinking. Do you know that? Christ is also a thinking man filter, not the Holy Ghost. They can never be deceived. That's why I told you one time in Kenya, I used to tell their mother, give them fare to go to a certain church there. I don't care. I believe in this. None of his own shall get lost. None. But I also remember that where the carcass is, the eagles gather. I also know that. So they'll fry, eagles will fry. That's not it. We'll see them where the carcass is somehow. Because they want that. They want to eat that. So they went. How many times have you gone to Kahenya's church? I'm not saying Kahenya is bad. They go there. Then they come back. The D. What? I mean, praise be God. Is your thinking man's filter? I'm not going to micro-pastor you. I'm not going to micromanage you. I'm not going to micro. Who have you been with? Did you talk to that guy that goes to this church? Okay, Rebecca. Where were you on Friday morning? Where were you on Saturday morning? I'm not going to do that. You go where you want. You have a watchman who is watching you 24 hours. That's the Holy Ghost. That's God himself. If he doesn't condemn you, just go until it condemns you. If you belong there, and I'm not saying going there. No, listen. By the way, you went to Joshua's meetings. I was invited, but I was so busy. In fact, I apologized. I would have gone. I don't care. I would have gone. I would have gone. I can go. No problem. Rebecca, go. If you can, just go and listen to them. But Rebecca brought, the other day, he brought something to us. It was something very good that he was comparing. But he says, Rebecca told me, it's only this. Look at this. He doesn't know all this. She knows. I mean, I think he's Mansfield. Don't worry. Be free, but be sure. Be sure one thing. He's there. But you started this message. He's close here. I'm not a denomination myself. I'm not. I believe being in Christ. And I'm safe there. Don't feel bad, Rebecca. The other time I went to Brother Keenan's, they had that. I enjoyed. In fact, I enjoyed that he preached the seventh trumpet. I enjoyed that very much. I liked it. Those quotes, I like them. But he had given me them in Kenya. That is a sermon he preached in Kenya. What he preached there. It's a sermon Brother Holmes preached in Kenya sometimes. And I enjoyed it. In the time, I told you, Brother Don, those quotes that you read, brother, I can tell you for sure, maybe two or three, but most of them I've read them. But start here and lead them, and I feel like, brother, you don't know that I feel like I don't like disturbing service, but I feel like I'm going to jump up. I mean, they are life to me. They're making me jump up. They're making me like, you know, the prophet, or when he saw the sixth seal, he went around the house like a madman. I feel like that sometimes, brothers. It's so sweet, it's so good. Every time these things are said, they're talking to me. And they're so great, brothers. Praise be to God. Let me hurry up. We can't finish this. We've got getting them to church, to a theory. But we must get them to Christ. He's the only one, and the only one that has life. He that has the Son has life. Now let's jump over to this. Satan's Eden. That's perversion. I'm not going to read that paragraph 151 now. The red part. I think it's not red in your. I think it's not red. Paragraph 151. Satan's Eden. Paragraph 51. Okay. 151. Oh, what a perversion. What an age. What a time we are living. How deceitful it is. It's very deceitful. How deceitful. Oh, all these things and don't know it. Perfect perverted. What is that now? Perfect perverted. Can you see that? Perfect perverted spirit is in the man. He's veiled from the lust of Satan. And the woman is too. It's a satanic spirit of Greek society. Look at that. It's a society. Is a denomination. See, they don't know, but they are organization. Women with shorts on belongs to an organization. You talk about Presbyterian, Baptist, that's what you talk about. No. That's not the only organization. Those are not the only organizations. All right. Women with shorts on belongs to an organization. Man dressed like that is an organization. I'll give you the abbreviation of it. It's called BSS, Big Sister Society. So that's what they belong to. Come out there, a Big Sister Society. With them, little old pants on, big, not no look, dirty looking them, and they go down. Man, now, you may differ with me this, but that's the truth. Look at that. You may differ with me, but that's the truth. You have been perverted and don't know it. You are not, don't act like man, no more. See, coming so soft, and their son will be nothing to them anymore. Men and women too. They are society, there's a part that I want. I'm not talking about the dressing and things like that. I'm talking about that society. They are society. They are denomination, they are an idea. It's something that, and he's going to explain it. Okay. There's an organization. Why? John next door, you see how they preach it? You see how they preach it? John next door wore shorts, so I can tie. Luella wanted me to wear them because John wore them next door. And where if? That's preaching. That's how they take it. That's how the preaching goes around in that denomination. Praise God. And you can have even groups. We can have groups. We can have even family groups that are our denomination. Then that's not right. That's not wrong. As long as it's going on well, it's nothing wrong. Like, I have a family meeting, and some of them are not in this message. I don't care. Sharon is not in the message. I don't care. That's all right. That's okay. That's good. But make sure it doesn't touch. It doesn't touch the borders of God's word. When it touches the borders of God's word wrongly, then stop it right there. It doesn't matter whether it's family. Whatever it is, stop it right there. That's why I say even dowry, paying dowry, brother Don, there's nothing wrong with it. Pay as much as you want. But when it touches, like now, they've come to a place where they need to drink. It's called Johiajo. You know, there's wine that is called wine that is, it's not wine exactly, but it's alcohol made traditionally. And all the people has got to drink. I said, if that comes to that, I'm going to stop it right there. If it's me involved, it's going to stop right there. Yeah. It is my party. That party went there. And I'm not, I don't want people to be as militant as I am. I'm militant, but again, I'm Kenan told me I'm not militant enough, so I don't know. but at the same time, I'm cool. I don't want wars. I don't want nothing. But if it's mine, if it's my house, now it's going to stop. You're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. Now you're touching on the. It doesn't care how beautiful it is. It doesn't care how much we are happy. How everybody's happy. That's all right. But when it touches me. It touches my nerve. That it touches me in the wrong nerve now. Praise be to God. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it is. So long as it's going on well, that's all right. But when it touches the word of God, that's what I don't know. Okay. Nothing to them anymore. And like Kenya, we have groups, women groups that go, they give money, like, you know, because people are poor. They cannot even be able to give to keep the money in the bank. So the little you get, you get together, they saved, and at the end of the month, you're given maybe 2,000 shillings. Or somebody else is given like that, you go around. That's good. As long as it's just going like that is money, and exchanging money, that's all right. But when it comes to, we are going to do this, these things that are against the word, we're going to buy dresses and you got to stop. Stop it now. It's not according to, it's infringing in the territories of the words of God. It's going to do that. Okay. All right. He says, John next, okay, more, no, next door. And well, if Susie Jane can wear them, so can Mother Jane wear them. Or Susie Lau, or whoever who her name is. See, it's a society. It's an organization. The prophet is calling it an organization. You spiritually belong to it and you don't know it. You spiritually belong to it and you don't know it. I'm going to jump. That's very good stuff there, right there in that book called Certain Sudden. I cannot be able to read it all. I'm going to jump into the church ages where it is marked red. And that up there is where it is all is, but I cannot read it. We don't have time. But you can read it. God equipped man. God wanted a leader. God wants a leader in the church. That's okay. But now, see how it started out. Those things start very small. That's why, as a son of God, as a daughter of God, your eyes, your spiritual eyes must be open. 24 hours must be open. Don't be tricked here. And it's very easy. It's very easy. It's very cunning. It's very easy. It's very cunning. Look here. See how it started out in the early church? See how it started out in the early church? It was called deeds. It's just something. It's dowry. You know, you can take some wine. You can, it's just partying. It's just partying, and you're not going to do tomorrow. It's just like a joke. It's just so small. It's just like that. Like deeds, some small deeds here, some deeds there. If it's again, it's the word of God, however small it is, I don't want it. Period. The prophet says, even the Bible, the whole lamp will be what? What do you call when you put some baking powder or something? Do you understand what I mean? When you have a dough, and you put some baking powder, the whole thing. I don't know how to explain that, but medicine, do you understand it?
The yeast.
It's yeast.
Makes it rise.
Exactly. Done. You understand it now? Yeah. You can have nothing. Not even the yeast. Don't have that yeast at all in that dough. Should never be there at all. I don't care how small it is, it should not be there. Starts very small, like it's nothing, like it's a joke, like it's just something to be happy about. You start, you don't like happiness. I like happiness, but not where my God, brother, you are giving me grief if you're hurting me, because when you're hurting God, you're hurting me.
Amen.
That's not happiness. I stop parting now. I start that parting in happiness. It's God. You're grieving me. See how it started out in the early church? It was called deeds. Then it became a doctrine. It became the standard. Look at that. It became the standard. It became the unbending way. It finally took over. And God was pushed out. Pushed aside. Oh, it started so small. So quietly. So inoffensively. It looked so good. That's how it looks, brothers and sisters. It looks so good. It seemed so sound. Then it caught a hold, and like a python, it squeezed out the very breath and killed all the spiritual. That was what it does. That's exactly what it did. That's what it does even today. Spirituality, there was in the church. Oh, that first vine is subtle. It's like an angel of light until it gets a hold of you. Now, I want you to see that. I believe in leadership, but it's not the leadership of men I believe in. He goes on. Somewhere he says, okay. Well, that's okay. I can read that. This is so big. But read it. Just read it. It's so good. So good right there. Yeah, there must be leadership. We must have church. We must have leadership. We must have all that, Brother Don. That's right. We must have a pastor. That's good. But that leadership is by the Holy Ghost and by the word. Paul was a leader. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. We are never advised or admonished by the word of God to follow any man blindly. However high, however, I don't care who he is, never follow him blindly. Paul said, follow me as you follow Christ. So when you're following Don or whoever, when you're following them, just peep at the front. Is he following Christ? When he starts getting out, don't leave him. Brother Don, or whoever it is, Brother Gumba, or whoever, stop a bit. That is Christ. And now, where are you going? You're going this way. Stop a bit. If he goes like that, let him go. Go straight to Christ.
Amen.
You are called by Christ. You're not called by church. You're not called by anybody. You're called to Christ. That feels bad, especially when you're preaching. But this is my church also, Brother Don. I can read like that. We got to come to one thing. We got to be sure, every one of us, that we're in Christ. And we love our Brother Don. We love him very much. But we got to come to a place where our minds are not lost. But it's one thing, and only one thing, Christ. And even Don is in Christ. We are all in Christ. We got to come to that. And I'm not trying to bring Don down. And you know that. I respect Don and I love Don. I don't know what God has done lately, especially about five someone he has brought me up. He's brought me up, brother. He's brought me off the ground. I saw God doing things here, brothers, and it was great. And I respect him so much and I love him. Even my girls are telling me, and Brother Don is a great preacher. They've been telling me like that. Yes, he is. And we love him so much. But let me tell you, the prophet had a wife, and Brother Don brought that quote. The prophet had a wife, and they stayed there. He said, Menda, let me start. I'm going to give it differently, not verbatim. Menda, let me start Jesus here, and let me start here. And you start here. Who do you choose?
Amen.
And that was husband.
Yes, sir.
He married. She loved him. She loved him to death. Menda could do anything for him. But he said, but when it comes to this, I'll pick Christ.
Amen.
Christ should be number one in everything,
yes,
in our lives.
Amen.
Okay, let's come to this. Let me come down there to he gives about how the word of being was paragraph 37 of the book called Being Led of the Holy Spirit. Paragraph 137. I'm just about now down there. Just a few minutes. Now, that's word of thing. But yet, in having that, many times the people stray away and they make an idol out of the very thing that God has ordained. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Look at the serpent, the brass serpent in the wilderness. Did you know the prophet had to tear that serpent to pieces? That serpent was made by God. And people looked at it, they were getting healed. But they went on, they went, and when they started, they were being pushed. You just look at it, you're going to get healed. It's just like he's healing. People are being persuaded. Believe it. Just can't believe it. You're going to get healed. Now, that was they were being pushed when it was there, and they could not. Of course, some of them were going there, and they were getting healed. But some were dying. But after some times, it becomes God. Prophet had a tear. And why? Because the people were worshipping the serpent, and they made an idol out of it. Do you believe you can do that? Now, this is the thing that really... This is the thing that really was haunting, that statement. Do you believe you can do that today? You can be deceived to it. That's why the prophet is telling you. Now you tell me you cannot do it. Now, let me give you just one statement as I finish this. Do you remember the prophet when he buried Mida, when he buried Hope, and the devil came and preached to him? And he said, everything in me took that. But something, he says, something from inside of me spoke.
Yeah.
The devil can do that. You're not, nobody's strong here except on the heart of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why he says, do you know that you can do it today? You can find yourself that very easily. That's the only place that I save. The only place that you save is on the hands of Christ. Okay. Do you believe you can do it that day? You can make an idol out of your church. You can make an idol out of your pastor. You can make an idol out of an evangelist. And I'm afraid that's what whole lot of it is being done. They idolize the man. That's a very strong statement.
Amen.
I'm not going to read all that. You can read that. That's very good also. That's good stuff there. About California and Christian businessmen. You just read all that. It's a very, very big down there in this in the book called God doing God the service without His being will. 3:12. What came the city of David instead of Jerusalem? There was no place ready for it that time. That's the ark, and so is it today. This great mystery that's been unfolded by the seven seals. There's not a place in any denomination would have to quit your denomination. That's why he said you go to stand alone. To quit your denomination to take it. All the way from Ruler all down to Pentecostal oneness, there's not a place can receive it. Neither can a man receive it and stay in this in his denomination. He will have to follow the wheat or go with the shack. Either one he wants to. I'm gonna jump there, I'm gonna jump all that and go to the mark to the red marked one. I think that is that the two quotes are the head now. So let me just read that. Paragraph 29 and then paragraph 72 of recognizing this message. As people today are trying to say we should wash feet once a year on Thursday and on Friday, you see that's okay. And do you know that the prophet was doing that? The prophet was doing that. He was washing feet. He was doing all that. But he was saying, listen to what he's saying. He looks like he's castigating it. But he's doing it. Remember, the prophet is doing it. But there's something he's saying. There's something he's saying here. Look at what he's saying. As people today are trying to say, we should wash feet once a year, or on a Thursday and a Friday. We should take the communion and all different doctrines of. And he was taking communion. Did you know that he took communion before he died in Arizona Tucson? In fact, I've been to that church where he took the communion, and it's a good church. And he took communion there and he preached there. And then he took the journey coming this way, and then he died. And he sang that song, till we meet, like that. So he was doing that. And what is he saying here? Friday, we should take communion and all different doctrines. They argue about whether it should be this day or that day, or whether it should be Sabbath day or this first day or this week, or all these things are just mere tradition. He says they are mere tradition. What good would any of it do you? Whether you had learnt or not learnt, if there's no life in you, what is it for? What is it for? What is it for? It's useless. It's only memorial, which there is nothing against it, but they have certainly carried out their traditions, but left off the main thing. They have left off the main thing. Satan doesn't care how religious you are or how right you are in your doctrine. That's strong there, right there. He doesn't care how religious you are, how strong you are, how right you are in your doctrine. If you miss that life, you won't come up anywhere. No matter how religious, how good, how many churches you belong to, or you belong to, it doesn't matter. One thing, unless you have been born again. Amen. Unless that has been, you belong to this church, you be saying, say this is your pastor, who I go here, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You take communion, don't take, it doesn't matter. You must be born, unless you are born again. Unless you are on Christ's hands.
Amen.
Unless Christ has got a hold of you. All right. Let me finish here with this, recognizing your day and his message, paragraph 72. And the Gentiles are called out. The bride is ready. The rapture is at hand. Can we realize that? Can we actually believe that? Is it a story that's been told? You know, is it a story that we hear? We don't want it to be a story. We want reality. Is it reality to you that we're in the rapture? Is it to you?
Amen.
Is it real or is it just a story that, okay, I go to church that we're in the rapture. That's not it. Are you in the rapture? Do you know what the rapture is, by the way? Are you in it? Or you just, brothers and sisters, this is not our religion. This is my religion. This is your religion. This is me and Christ. Each one of us. It's not because we do. And that's right. When we meet here, I do and I'm doing. I'm in Christ and you're in Christ. Now we are one body and we find out, oh, I didn't know, Michael, hey, I see you are a finger because you're doing like a finger. Oh, Michael, brother, no, you are a lamb. Hey, I didn't know that you're. And we all come together, oh, okay, I didn't know that. We gather like that. We are in the body like that.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. Can we actually believe that? Can we realize that? Can we actually believe that? Is it a story that's been told? Is it a myth to us? Is it something that sounds real? Real? Is it something that we outside can believe? Or is it something that is in us? Do you get the difference? Do you get the difference? Yeah, we can say, we can hear, say, I come to church. I believe it. I'm in the outside. He's asking, is it something outside that we believe by outside? Like Isaiah said, they worship me with their lips and their hearts are far away from me. Is it something like that? That we are, this is our church. We come here sing, and that's good. All these things are good. We belong here. We love one another. We see on the outside. Is it something on that, or is it something in us?
Amen.
And the Bible said, it's not that comes out of, it's or that which comes out of the inside that spoils a man. In other words, you can be as good as anything here, knowing everything here. But inside, if God is not there, you are as a devil as any devil can be. You can know all the scriptures, you can know all the... But inside in the devil, if he's not in us, if he's not in there, you are... And that's a very bad word, brother. I'm saying a devil. I'm not sitting calling anybody a devil. But brother, you not got it. Because you have it here. That's what he's saying here. He says, is it something that we outside can believe? We believe outside in the you drew it here. It was deleted. It was, is it something that you believe outside here? The body and the spirit, you know it and you believe it, and you can talk about it and you're happy about it. You can sing in spirit, you can jump in spirit, you can heal the sick, you can do all this, even the supernatural can come, all that. Is it something that is just like that? And you enjoy it and you love it? Or is it something in us that is coming outside from inside out? That's why I thought that statement is strong to me. Okay. You sound something? Can you believe? Outside can believe? Can believe? Or is it something that's in us? That's part of us? That's more than life to us? That's more than life to us? What attitude do we set in this morning? In this tabernacle? Remember, it will be a small flock that receives it. Let's pray. When we hear the way you talk, Lord, the way you talk, Lord, is great. But Lord, it is a bit scary. It makes us tremble, Lord. It makes us, Father, humble. It makes us want you to be around. Like that baby that was upstairs, Lord, and there were thunderstorms. And the mother would go there and tell him, you know, we have Jesus. And at one point, the baby said, at this time, when things are like this, we want a Jesus that is real, that we can touch, that we know is here. We don't want a Jesus of history, a Jesus that is a story. And when it comes to this, Lord, we want to search ourselves. We want to come to a place, Father, where we are sure we know that you're in us, that you have gotten hold of us, Lord, and we desire, Lord, comfort each one of us, the listeners, Lord, even those who are listening, comfort each one of them, make them understand, make them know these things, make them sure. But Lord, surely you're doing it. You've done it, Lord. And if you've not done it, Lord, do it, Father. Do it, Father. Get into them. Get a hold of them. They love you, Father. Every one of us, we love you, Father. We surrender. We surrender, Lord. Take our lives, Father, to yourself. Be our head. Be our master. Be our king, Lord. Rule of us, Lord. We'll follow. Lord, we give honor and glory and thanks. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Right, I will do.
just want to thank God here recently, Satan really tried to put something between Brother Gumba and I, and it had a lasting effect, and I think it was hard on both of us, and I love Brother Gumba very much, and we've preached together in the U.S. and in India and in Africa, and he's been a real brother to me, and especially when we're traveling, we've had some really good times, and so a while back, as I said, there was a little bit of Satan trying to get between us, and so I feel like it. I was holding back for a while, and I feel like he's been holding back, and I feel like tonight he's back. I feel like tonight he's back. He's been trying to hold back, not preach, but just talk, not raise his voice, and like that's not Gumba. That's not Gumba. And I've seen him in many countries preaching, and that's not him. He's just gives everything. He gives everything to it.
Amen.
And so, welcome back, brother. This was a great message. And as far as being simple, it's God has let me see something. I love to preach the mysteries. That's what I love. But I'm finding out. I'm finding out. The most effective thing is the simplicity, is the simple things where we live.
Yeah.
And this is where we live, right here. Are we serving God? Or are we serving the church?
Yeah.
Are we serving God? Or are we serving man?
Right.
Where are we at?
Yeah.
And that's what the bride needs. Brother.
Yeah.
That is what we need. It needs to be right where we're living, right where it hits right home. That's where it's got to be.
Yeah.
And that's where it was tonight,
yeah.
Brother. And you talk about those things that's been said and being scary. And the thing that, and you want to bring that message, identification, that's good. That'll be a great message. But the very fact that it scares you, the very fact that it concerns you, the very fact that it makes you check up, that's that seed that's down in there. That's that seed that's crying out and saying, I want it right. That's that desire that's saying, I want to please him. I want to please him. And that's been the thing. It's been hard. I've never been in the position to like this before. But it's just, there's one thing you want to do. And actually, just God brought to my mind something that Billy Graham said one time. And I think as ministers, we can relate. One time they asked Billy Graham, what was the greatest thing, or I'm not remembering exactly the question, but to him, as far as preaching and his life, and he said, the greatest thing to me is knowing that I've said and done what he once said and done.
That's right.
And I think that every minister, that's why we get nervous, that's why we struggle when we come to the pulpit,
Amen.
Is we want to know that what we're saying is what he once said. We're not trying to bring our idea. We're not trying to bring, just to make the people happy or something that they're going to like. We want to know that what we're saying is what he once said. And I really feel this message tonight. There's so much I would like to comment on. I took a lot of notes. But I feel like this is just what he wanted said. And I feel like it's just what we need. And because it brings us right home. It hits us right at home, and that's the thing that we need. So we'll ask you to stand together with us, and could we just sing a song or a chorus or something? Always kind of, it's good, I think. I always like to sing something, but Brother, you want to come? I don't even know a song and don't have a book. Sister, you want to help me here? How about 22, victory? We do have a victory. Evan, I was listening to that message, Christ, the mystery of God, revealed today. And Brother Branham said that you are his victory. You are his victory. And I don't want to say it like that. We are his victory. Yeah, it's just kind of like that was going out somewhere. We are his victory. Amen. We thank God. 22 in your little books.
An old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save us. About his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, and in the of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me. God me with his redeeming love. He loved me ere I knew him, and
once again. Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we know in our hearts, Lord, where you've placed us. Lord, Brother Guma mentioned the other day, that heavenly places is recognizing our position. And Lord, by the message tonight, Lord, we know our position in you. We know our position in the revelation, Lord. We know that we don't want a church and we don't want a man. We don't want any tradition. We don't want any of those things, Father. Lord, we only want you. And you're the living word made manifest. Lord, let it live and manifest in us. Lord, let us die daily. Let us surrender all to you. Lord, bless our brother now, Lord. And he's give himself tonight, Lord, the vessel. May you just strengthen him and guide him. And Lord, each one as we go from here, Lord, that you would just let these words continue to dwell in our hearts, Lord, that we might ponder them and, Lord, cherish them and that they would continually be real, Lord, in all things. We ask your blessings, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise be to God. God bless you.